Here's a sound with roots in 16th century Constantinople. That's the sound of a Zildjian cymbal. It began in 1618 when Mustafa I, Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, ordered an Armenian metalsmith named Avidas to create cymbals. The Sultan wanted the cymbals for his elite guard, who used them to spur themselves in battle and to strike terror in their enemies. Avidas made his cymbals from bronze, an alloy of copper and tin. It's made by melting the two metals together, although if not mixed correctly, the metals will separate within the cymbal, creating patches of copper and patches of tin. If this happens, the cymbal won't ring because the sound can't reverberate. The key to Avidas' success, though, wasn't the bronze. For centuries, cymbals and bells had been made from copper and tin. The secret was in his special way of mixing the two metals. It yielded bronze that held its strength when hammered to unimaginable thinness. The resulting cymbal so pleased the Sultan that he gave Avidas 80 gold pieces and changed his surname to Zildjian, Zildjian. Zil is Turkish for cymbal, DJ for maker, and IAN means son of. So Zildjian means son of cymbal maker. With his new status, Avidas refined his cymbals, expanding into Greek and Armenian churches where cymbals were used to accentuate the hymns and chants. Many other cymbal makers coveted Avidas' secret methods. To keep it out of their hands, though, he passed the secret mixing process orally to his eldest son. By keeping this secret for centuries, the Zildjian family kept at the forefront of cymbal making, responding to new markets. By mid-19th century, opera, with its many themes rooted in ancient myths, adopted the Turkish cymbal. After 3 centuries of manufacture in Turkey, the secret Zildjian cymbal formula passed on in 1929 to the oldest living Zildjian male heir, an American immigrant also named Avidas Zildjian. Just like his predecessor, Avidas responded to market need. This Zildjian introduced the cymbal to jazz. Partnering with Gene Krupa, the great drummer from the 1920s, he produced a cymbal called the Paper Thin. Its brightness and quick decay livened up jazz and became the instrument drummers used to keep rhythm. Zildjians are now the symbol for popular music. Ringo Starr is said to have used the Zildjian line in all the classic Beatles recordings, and they're favored by Lars Ulrich of Metallica, Ginger Baker of Cream, and Mitch Mitchell, Jimi Hendrix's drummer. Today, the Zildjian symbol still sets the standard, but the latest Zildjian patriarch has deviated from the tradition of passing trade secrets to the oldest son. Armen Zildjian, who died recently, shared the formula for mixing the metal with his daughter. She's the first woman to know this since the company's beginnings in 17th century Constantinople.